Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. A cold front yesterday brought clouds, localized passing showers, and our coolest day of the season so far, all in keeping with our annual progression into fall. This cooling trend will be the weather theme through the week, which introduces our typical terrain-influenced weather during the colder months of the year. We start with yesterday's front now drifting south into Massachusetts. Clouds did start breaking through Quebec late last night, while a few spotty sprinkles and light showers are still lingering in southern areas closer to the front, but they are drying up. High pressure over the Great Lakes will encourage a light northwesterly airflow, transporting not only cooler but drier air southward, and that means increasing sun developing across northern sections by late morning, working southward this afternoon. Temperatures will hold in the 50s to low 60s north, still reaching the 60s in the south. With fair skies tonight generally clearing out, a chilly night will bring some spotty light frost to the usual mountain valleys, the usual cold spots. However, that area of high pressure to our west will be weakening as a developing storm in the upper atmosphere over Ontario heads through Quebec tomorrow on its way to northern Maine Thursday and Friday. This interacts with the front to our south to spawn a new storm over the Atlantic, which then lifts northward through Nova Scotia and into the Gulf of St. Lawrence east of New Brunswick. This results in a cold, moist northwest airflow over us, which is where the terrain-influenced weather comes from. The air rises over the mountains, enhancing the clouds and generates scattered showers, more so in the afternoon with a little energy from daytime heating. This same airflow sinks southeast away from the mountains, leading to more intervals of sun in the valleys, especially south. You can plan on this unsettled weather tomorrow through Thursday night. The storms, both aloft and at the surface, should drift farther east on Friday, and that means a somewhat nicer day, offering at least a bit more in the way of sunshine and only a mountaintop sprinkle. Some uncertainty comes in for the weekend, with a possible disturbance dropping southeast from parts of Ontario and Quebec. If it does, you can expect some periods of clouds and some scattered light, chilly showers on Saturday. If not, we could end up with a partly sunny day. Time will tell. Meanwhile, getting back to the forecast details, clouds and maybe a stray shower south drying up. Partly sunny in the St. Lawrence Valley, spreading south into northern areas by late morning and then southward this afternoon. Cool, highs in the 50s to low 60s north, in the 60s south. Tonight, partly cloudy and then becoming mostly clear after midnight. Localized areas of dense river valley fog, much cooler, lows in the upper 30s to mid-40s, but low to mid-30s in the cold spots, with some scattered light frost. Wednesday, morning sun, burning off any of the fog, that'll mix with clouds, more afternoon clouds, and a few passing brief showers in the afternoon, mainly over the higher terrain north. It'll be a chilly day tomorrow, highs in the 50s north, near 50 over the higher terrain, 60 to 65 south. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.